Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to make sure that we do not overlook the good in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about the news. Well, yeah, let's talk about the news. It's a bit interesting on a podcast that describes itself as being focused on combining curiosity and gratitude to talk about the news, because when we traditionally think of news, or what we traditionally think of as news, right, tends to come to us in television or radio or something else along those lines. And when you spend the time consuming that media, you'll realize that most of it is not because they're curious, right? And most of it is not because they're trying to be grateful. In fact, the news may have you thinking that the world is full of doom and gloom, and that, it's not a very happy place to live. And that can't be further from the truth. The world is wonderful. And when you take the time to be curious and grateful and look and explore your surroundings, you'll find that there really is quite a bit of amazing things going on. Now, how did we end up where we're at? Well, we ended up where we're at because of the news being created on a system, right? As technology changed, and once the news organizations were able to actually get data, real data on which shows were actually, and which parts of those shows, which segments on those shows were actually drawing in users, right? They created a system that fed the opportunity to have as many eyeballs on the screen as possible. And hats off to them. They've done a good job. But let's not pretend anymore that that version of news is actually designed to inform people. In fact, even our local news here, every once in a while you turn it on and it's like, oh, there's something that might kill you out there. Stay tuned for details at 10. Well, if it's really going to potentially kill me, wouldn't you want to tell me sooner? Wouldn't you want to let me know quicker than not? And a lot of this goes back to that Greek storytelling and Greek methodology of rhetoric and other things like that, where you tease the user into something so that way they're more interested later on. And we're not going to argue that it's good or bad for society, but what I do want to present to you guys today is the idea, and we'll just share this as an idea, that maybe the news that matters to you the most isn't what that system is going to produce, right? The news that that system, and we're not going to criticize whether it's good or bad or whatever, but the news that that system produces is probably not the news that you care about. The news that you might care about is, hey, a good friend from high school or college, got married. That's good news, right? Or someone who you haven't talked to in a while shows back up to report that they finished their college degree or high school degree. Or somebody that you cared about and was working really hard on various parts of their life were able to accomplish that. Or maybe they just failed and learned something in the process. That's news to me. That's the type of news I want to consume and communicate. And so when we talk about the systems that deliver our news to us, when we recognize which system delivers which type of output, right, the television shows are going to deliver talking heads and other things like that to get you interested, but they're not really designed to get you smarter. That system is not designed to get you smarter. It plays a role in society. It is good to have that, but it's not necessarily designed to help deliver the news that you care about. Now, at first, I loved when Facebook first came out, and it allowed me to get the news that I cared about, right? And I had it was great. Defaulted in there to whoever posts the latest, and that's what I get to see. And I absolutely love that sort of stuff. I didn't need any AI to tell me when to check Facebook and to see what my friends were doing. It was a great opportunity to reconnect. And I don't Facebook anymore. And the reason why, one simple reason why I don't Facebook anymore, because they decided that they wanted their algorithms to tell me which stories I wanted to watch based upon the popularity of comments and other things like that. And then it would always take 3 clicks to get back to the, hey, I just want to see it as it shows up. I just want the chronological history, because my brain is wired chronologically. And I know that I'm a little more sensitive to that. I pay attention to things better when they're chronologically organized. And I could never set that as my default. It would always take me 3 clicks. And so I realized that I could engage the network of people I cared about and get the news about them I cared about and see what was going on in their lives through other channels. And so that's what I've done. I've even built new networks of folks, right? And so that's why I'm involved on Twitter. You know, I kind of like that platform. It's easy for me to tell it to always give me a chronological view. And again, because that's how my brain's wired. And that's the news that matters to me. Seeing some of the folks online who I've never met in person, and that's way okay. You know, L, who goes by L.O. Punk on Twitter, is this wonderful lady who's so positive and brings a much, this great positive energy. And Martin Wimpress has this great and wonderful energy about being kind to others, even though you may passionately disagree. And it's a lot of fun. He helps develop Ubuntu Linux, and that is a fun project to watch because you can see where the future is going in the way that they're developing that technology. And so I've been following that for years, and great folks. And then one of the other folks that I follow is this archaeologist. Yes, archaeologist. Not Indiana Jones style, but archaeologist nonetheless. Raksha Dave, who goes by Raksha Diggs on Twitter. And it's neat to see how these different lives, I mean, if you think about this, all of these people have these different lives. They're geographically in different locations, right? And our technology these days is able to bring them together in a feed that tells me about what they're doing. And it's actually the news that matters. Raksha got to be a part of a program for BBC that looked at, you know, Tutankhamun's, you know, burial site or his tomb. Right, so she got to go inside of Tutankhamun's tomb and some of the other tombs that are in the Valley of the Kings and be able to see, you know, and describe to the audience, you know, what was going on or what did this look like. And it was so cool. And Raksha is a native of Great Britain, right? So she lives in Great Britain and she gets to do this stuff and I get to read it. And 30 years ago, you know, an archaeologist doing something from Great Britain would have never made it onto my radar, you know, not because I didn't care, right? That's part of it though. I'm different than I was 30 years ago. But it would have never made it onto my radar. The technology just wasn't there and it wasn't important enough news. And now it is. Now it is to me. And I'm able to watch and see that. I'm also able to see kind of her political opinions about the election in Great Britain that happened recently. And now I'm totally separated from how that works and how that system works, but I'm able to see how passionate people are and involved they are with that process. And that's also really neat to do. That's the news that matters. And that's why, you know, when we think of the news and we think of what comes through us on television, oftentimes it's the political stuff. And the political stuff, when you stop and peel back the layers, isn't what's important for news. It shouldn't be discounted, but what's important for news in your life is probably, you know, the people that you want to be connected with, doing things and wanting to celebrate or to share their struggle with others. And we have the potential to connect with that news through different sources. And there's lots of ways to make that network happen. You know, there are so many tools out there to do that, that it's really incredible what we have available to us. But think of what you consume from your friends and your network of folks as news instead of it just being, oh, the tool, right? It's not, oh, just Facebook or oh, just Twitter. It is you consuming news that actually matters to you. And then if you happen to turn on the television and see those talking heads discount Facebook or Twitter or any one of those networks of ways to receive news, you maybe might be able to realize that it's kind of them criticizing something that you care about, and it'll start to feel less and less important to you. So I don't mean to say that you shouldn't pay attention to what's going on in politics, but the real news isn't there. The real news is with your family and with the things that you care about in your hobbies and skills. All right, so we're gonna close out, or we're gonna get close to closing out this episode. This is where I'm gonna give you guys my Light the World update. So Light the World is a program run by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the idea is, regardless of faith and regardless of religious persuasion, it encourages you to help make the world a better place by giving you daily texts and prompts during the month of December. And so a couple days ago, one of the prompts was about saying thank you to a mentor or teacher, right? Or your boss or teacher at work, and letting him know that you appreciate him. And actually, I had the opportunity to do that recently with my boss. I went, you guys, as those of you listeners know, I was able to go to Disney World with my wife a few weeks ago. And one of the gifts I came back, because my boss is very mathematically oriented. He used to teach finance or something like that at a college level. He's an awesome guy, a great mentor. But I was able to get a Mad Hatter mug, and I got it because it has 10/6 on it, so 10/6, which is a fraction that for math people would really quite bother them because it is not normalized in the way that you would see a fraction. And so because my boss is meticulous and loves math, I decided to get him that mug so that way it could stare at him. This improper fraction could stare at him. And in the process of giving it to him, you know, we joked around about some of his quirks and my quirks and you know, the things that we have as strengths and weaknesses. But I was able to share how I see his strengths. I couldn't ask for a better mentor right now. I not only have somebody who is helping me deliver what we need to succeed in our company, but he's helping me deliver what we need to in a way that is developing me at the right stage and at the right level. I'm stretched just enough to where, you know, it feels good, right? Little painful at times, but nothing I can't overcome. And so, so for Chris, he already knows how I feel, but now you guys know how I see my boss. I've been very blessed to have a boss like that. Those are not normal, right? Those experiences are not normal. Sometimes we do jobs where we learn from people who aren't good mentors, and we learn other things. And I'm in a situation where I'm very blessed to have an opportunity to learn from a mentor and a boss at the same time. So this is a good chance for us to finish this episode out by reminding you guys that this can be delivered to your favorite podcast app. And if you can't find it, please let me know. Shoot a comment to me, and wherever you happen to do find this, we'll take care of it. And while you're at it, if you disagree with me, you're welcome to leave that in a comment as well. We're on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Podcast. We're even exploring using Instagram right now. So you can find us over at parking_thought on Instagram. We have an IGTV channel there. And we're taking a look at how that works, kind of testing it out and seeing how that goes. And remember, as I finish out this episode, as we do every episode here, remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?